It was a subdued celebration at Parliament when Ranil Wickremesinghe was sworn in. He'll serve until 2024, the remainder of his predecessor's term. For most people outside the building, there's no reason to celebrate. Sri Lanka has turned into a nation waiting in queues, and hundreds of people are standing in line, trying to get a passport to leave the country. Ramesh Fernando has been queuing for 2 days. He says he wants to escape the dire situation he and his family are in.
My current job pay is very bad. The government has not increased our salaries, while prices are very high because of the expensive fuel. It is difficult for everyone now in Sri Lanka, and because of that, I have decided to leave.
Felicheni Johan Raja is taking care of his niece. They've been stuck in a queue at the immigration office for days. The uncle explains why they want to send her away.
We can't afford to buy nutritious food, only cheap vegetables. We have no money for beetroot or carrots. Prices have tripled. These political changes are only a political game not meant to solve people's problems.
Hundreds of people have spent 2 nights here sleeping and eating on the pavement. Most of them want to find jobs in the Middle East.
The inauguration of Ranil Wickremesinghe has not stopped them from leaving the country. They don't believe that anything will change anytime soon. This queue here at the immigration office is the longest I've seen so far in the country. It shows the sheer desperation Sri Lankans are in.
The president's first promise was to bring all parties together to form a national government to tackle the economic crisis.
Wickremesinghe's problem is not his expertise or his experience. That he has a considerable amount, and I think he also has a reasonable amount of international goodwill. His problem is domestically the political credibility.
The new president has warned that protesters will be dealt with strongly. But the protesters say Wickremesinghe doesn't have a political mandate, as he lost his seat during the last parliamentary elections. If he fails to achieve political stability, analysts say Sri Lanka will sink deeper into crisis. It's only a matter of time before people run out of money to buy even one meal a day. Step Fasten, Al Jazeera, Colombo.